You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Consider the possibilities of partnering up with Carol each week to be empowered and recharged. Carol, in her passionate, high energy and engaging style, will stimulate you to have a positive shift in mindset and behavior. So now, please welcome the host of Making It Happen, Carol Kelly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carol Kelly, your host, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Making It Happen, a show dedicated to helping individuals, teams, and organizations to take empowered action. It's also a show about leadership, but not just any leadership, but a leadership that inspires us and empowers us to inspire others to move forward in challenging times. Does this sound familiar to you? I'll do the best that I can with it, I promise. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountaintop, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I might not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Yes, these are some powerful words from one of the greatest leaders in modern history. But I believe these are not just illustrious quotes, but are prophetic words that are destined to come to pass. So tonight, the topic of my show is this. Remember what he said, the wisdom and leadership of Martin Luther King Jr. Remember what he said. As you know, last week marked the 50th anniversary of his assassination. But I'm not focused on how he died tonight, but rather on how he lived. So tonight we will commemorate and appreciate the life of Dr. King, an iconic leader of the civil rights movement and recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. The topic of this show was inspired by a message I heard recently by Bishop T.D. Jakes, the pastor of a 30,000-member church, best-selling author, movie producer, and entrepreneur. In his message, he spoke in the first person, referring to the Nazarene Master, Jesus Christ. But I speak in the third person tonight, referring to Martin Luther King Jr. What timeless leadership lessons can we learn from Dr. King? Tonight, let's explore some empowering ways to inspire ourselves and others like Dr. King did. Now, I warn you, there may not be anything new presented tonight. This is not necessarily a teaching moment, but it's an opportunity to reflect, refresh, and recharge. In previous shows, I issued a call to leadership and I asked, are you the one? Now more than ever, it is time to lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's time to effect positive change, and we are the people who can do it. So how can we follow Dr. King's lead so that his living will not be in vain? Few people would deny that Dr. King was a great leader, but what was it exactly that he put into his leadership? And even more to the point, how can you and me, or you and I, exhibit these qualities ourselves and or get others to exhibit these qualities? In this tribute tonight to the civil rights leader that shaped an entire movement, we can examine ourselves and others for the same qualities Dr. King honed into his fine art of leadership. So let's begin. Know your cause. Know your cause. This is what he said about it. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? In asking this question, Dr. King spoke of the why of leadership. Dr. King knew his why. What's your why? Know what you stand for. Clearly define it and communicate it. And if you think you have no cause to fight for, then write down your core beliefs. I recently spoke about having a mission statement that reflects who you are and what you stand for. Martin Luther King wasn't a leader because he wanted fame, power, or prestige. He became a leader because he saw great injustice being systematically inflicted on an entire race of people. As Dr. King put it, I am not interested in power for power's sake, but I'm interested in power that is moral, that is right, and that is good. He went on to say, power is like having money in the bank. The less you use, the more you have. This was part of his why of leadership. This was his cause. There were millions of people hurting and suffering, and he made it his mission to become the leader of a movement that would help them. He did not choose this leadership position. It chose him. So if you find your leadership lacks a certain spark, engage in some serious self-reflection with this simple question. Why? What do you want? And why do you want it? Figure out the why behind your leadership. If your why doesn't extend beyond yourself, you might be a good leader, but not a great leader like Dr. King. He devoted his leadership to serving others. And if you have a burning desire within you to be more and to do more, especially for others, and you feel restless or stuck in a position where this is not being fulfilled, then you are being called and perhaps chosen to step up, speak up, and do whatever you need to do to make it happen. Your soul will not be at peace until you do. So I ask you, are you fulfilling your why? This is what Dr. King said. We are prone to judge success by the index of our salaries or the size of our automobiles, rather than by the quality of our service and relationship to mankind. He also said, not everyone can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. It's time to take a break right now, but stay tuned. I have more that I'm sure you'll want to hear. I'll be right back.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, He began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Uvmat exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Uvmat brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone. And this is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Thank you for coming back and staying tuned. Before we took a break, we were talking about what Dr. King said about service to others. He said, not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. Now, listen to this. This was said by the late Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman to win a seat in the United States Congress. And she said this about service. Service is the rent we pay for the privilege of being on this earth. I love that quote. So when you discover your why, you can say no to your current situation and smile, because you have a bigger yes burning on the inside of you. So if you haven't done so, get clear on your why. Not all of us have the opportunity to spend our days working on a noble cause like Dr. King did, but there are small causes to be embraced in our own companies, communities, and families. And leaders always rise to the occasion when they see a need. This is just what leaders do. So what's your cause? Your bigger yes. Remember to ask yourself the question, why? The next thing that Dr. King crafted into his fine art of leadership is he crafted a compelling vision. I previously stated, without a vision, you and your people will perish. Dr. King's vision was compelling enough to attract more than 200,000 people to participate in the historic March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. In his famous I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King described his vision in many different ways, but perhaps the most succinct and compelling description of all was this moving sentence. And I'm sure you all know this. The sentence was this: I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He also said this: we must come to see that the end we seek is a society at peace with itself, a society that can live with its own conscience. Powerful, right? So when you figure out the why of your leadership, you must then take the the time to expand and craft it into a full-blown vision towards which your leadership is directed. Imagine the future state where your why is being perfectly fulfilled. What does it look like? Whether you're commanding an army, leading a team, a committee, a family, or just yourself, you should develop, refine, and craft a core message and make it your individual brand, then adapt it to meet individual circumstances. You must have a vision that guides and leads your followers toward the organization's or the societal goals. The vision must be big and focused that will produce big results. There is so much power in this, so much power in this. Another thing, another quality that Dr. King possessed, it is he had the courage to be a champion of change. So there are four qualities I will highlight here that made Dr. King this champion of change. First, he faced his fear. Now, you might think I'm going to tell you that Dr. King was fearless, but you'd be wrong. According to the people in his inner circle, he was at times full of fear. He worried that in spite of his best intentions, violent protests could break out as a result of his efforts. You see, fear is an emotion just like anger is an emotion, which means you can master it just like Dr. King did. He faced his fears, owned them, acknowledged them, and then went ahead and did his work in spite of the fear he felt. The key is, what do you do in the face of fear? The true definition of courage is acting in spite of your fear. You see, courage is not the absence of fear. So learn to embrace your fear. Step into it, move past it, and do what needs to be done. And if fear is not an issue for you, empower your followers to face their fear. This is what Dr. King said about fear. Normal fear protects us. Abnormal fear paralyzes us. Normal fear motivates us to improve our individual and collective welfare. Abnormal fear constantly poisons and distorts our inner lives. So our problem is not to be rid of fear, but rather to harness and master it. In spite of his fear, he was willing to confront the status quo. Dr. King said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." So this leads me to another thing he put into his leadership practice. He confronted the status quo. In his I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King laid out with brutal honesty just what's wrong with the status quo and why it must be changed. In its most general sense, isn't change what all leadership is for? This is what he said about that. The soft-minded man always fears change. He feels security in the status quo. And he has an almost morbid fear of the new. For him, the greatest pain is the pain of a new idea. He also said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenging controversy. So if you've taken the time to answer the why and crafted the vision for your leadership, now you can clearly compare the desired future state to the status quo and show just how different they are. And don't hold anything back here. Dr. King certainly didn't hold back in describing this extreme injustices faced by African Americans in the 1960s. After highlighting the importance of President Lincoln signing the Emancipation Proclamation, he said, but 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. Still is not free. It's time to take another break. This is Carol Kelly, your host on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, we were talking about Dr. King's ability to confront the status quo. And I was saying, after highlighting the importance of President Lincoln signing the Emancipation Proclamation, he said this: 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Don't hold back on confronting the status quo. If you're going to be a transformational leader, do what Dr. King did and confront the status quo. Next, he created a sense of urgency. You've probably read more than one theory of change, such as John Carter's 8-step process for leading change, that described the importance of creating a sense of urgency around the needed change. Learn from another brilliant example found in Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech. He said, "We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment." And I don't know about you, but given the current state of affairs in this country and around the world, it seems as if we've stepped back in time. Because now more than ever, it is the fierce urgency of now for us to step up and take our rightful places and be the leaders for social change. Now imagine yourself as a leader given a similar kind of an impassioned call to action about your own compelling vision. This is what it will take to be a transformational leader. So in spite of his fear, Dr. King continued the struggle. He confronted the status quo and created a sense of urgency. But how was he able to do this, you might ask? I'll tell you. He mastered his emotions. He had high emotional intelligence. Again, according to his inner circle, at times Dr. King was an angry man. He was angry about the lack of progress towards equal rights for African Americans, and angry about poverty and economic inequality for anyone, no matter what their race. He could easily have let that anger get the best of him. But if he had done so, there can be no doubt he would not have made the huge strides he made in furthering the cause of civil rights. Instead, he channeled his anger into purpose, energy, and commitment. And by constantly checking his anger, Dr. King mastered this most powerful of all emotions and channeled it into passionately showing why the status quo must be changed. He said, "No matter how emotional your opponents are, you must be calm." As he said in the Freedom Ways magazine in 1968, and I think this is something that we should note tonight, the supreme task of a leader is to organize and unite people so that their anger and frustration become a transforming force. Emotional intelligence, my friends, deserves a high spot on your leadership to-do list, especially when it comes to handling anger. And we all get angry from time to time. Another thing he was able to do, he was able to build strong teams and foster collaboration. He was able to bring people together. Many have noted how King had a way of getting people to stop fighting and start working together toward a common goal or vision. They say in meetings, he was often the quiet one. While others argued and debated, he would just listen, then clearly and calmly summarize what he had heard and finally identify a path forward. He was a master of finding just enough common ground between opposing viewpoints to get people working together who might otherwise only fight each other. So if you find yourself talking more than listening as a leader, then you're not on the right track. Develop your active and deep listening skills with an eye towards bringing even the most unlikely of people together in a common cause. Look for the common ground that unites people and use that as a launching pad for collaboration. Dr. King answered the question this way: "We may have all come over on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now." He also said this, which I found interesting: "People fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other." He was also able to foster collaboration on people through strategic, creative tension. As you know, great leadership is strategic. Dr. King said, "We must use time creatively and forever realize that the time is always ripe to do right." Consider this: the Montgomery bus boycott, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, Bloody Sunday, and the Poor People's Campaign. These are some of the powerful and influential, nonviolent, peaceful protests that Dr. King had a major hand in, but some of them included civil disobedience. He understood all too well how it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. So a major part of his leadership efforts were directed at mobilizing significantly, quote unquote, squeaky events that the nation and the government simply could not ignore. They couldn't ignore it. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. It's time for another break.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, we were talking about the squeaky wheel that gets to Greece. So I said a major part of his leadership efforts were directed at mobilizing significantly squeaky events that the nation and the government simply couldn't ignore. Consider the recent movements in history today in our country today. Consider the Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Never Again movement. I would suggest that these are squeaky events that the nation and the government simply can't ignore. And in your environment as a leader, what squeaky events can you muster to make sure that they don't get ignored? Dr. King often referred to these strategies as embracing and generating creative tension, something he saw as necessary to make change happen. And this has become a well-known idea in organizations now as well, where leaders embrace creative tension in the form of involving a diversity of opinions in the decision-making process, similar to what Abraham Lincoln accomplished with his quote-unquote team of rivals. So how will your leadership make enough noise to not only be heard, but taken seriously? The next thing Dr. King did, or another quality of his leadership, was he inspired people to be the best versions of themselves. In the same way you've probably heeded your own call not to fall prey to violence or coercion to get to your compelling vision, you must also call your followers to embody their highest values and standards. Regardless of their station in life, from the loading dock to the C-suite, remind them that whatever they do, do it with excellence. As Dr. King put it, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, like Beethoven composed music, like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are. Now, at this point, let me digress for a moment and offer you some of my words. Take heed to Dr. King's wisdom that I just cited. But for some of you, and you know who you are, as a leader, I encourage you, don't settle for being a chicken when you were born to be an eagle. Dr. King was an eagle. So let me share with you some characteristics of an eagle and why they are lessons for transformational leadership. Some of them we have already mentioned. So I'm going to get through them quickly. Eagles have keen vision. Their eyes are specifically designed for long-distance focus and clarity. If you ever happen to see an eagle sitting high above the tree, watch closely and see how attentive that bird is. His body sits still and the head will be tilted side to side to observe what is happening below, around, and above it. Eagle can spot another eagle soaring from 50 miles away. So as a leader, have keen vision. Eagles are courageous. They never surrender to the size or strength of their prey. They always fight to win their prey or regain their territory. Successful leaders face problems head on in spite of their fear. Eagles are tenacious. Watch an eagle when a storm comes. When other birds fly away from the storm with fear, eagles spread their mighty wings and use the current of the storm to soar to greater heights. They take advantage of the very storm that lesser birds fear and head for cover. Challenges in the life of a leader are many. These are the storms we must face as leaders to rise to greater heights. But like an eagle, a leader can only rise to greater heights if he or she takes up the challenge head on without running away from it. Eagles are high flyers. They can fly to an altitude of 10,000 feet. And at this height, you will never find another bird. If you see a bird at this height, it has to be an eagle. And an eagle doesn't mingle around with pigeons or chickens who scavenge on the ground, always looking down. They fly above and wait for opportunities to strike their next prey or glide with the current of the storm. Eagles never eat dead meat. In other words, an eagle doesn't scavenge. It only eats what it kills. A true leader spends time with people who are vibrant and liberal in their thinking. People that can think, make informed decisions, and take empowered actions. These are the people who bring changes to their environment and to society. According to Tony Buzan, a proponent of the techniques of mind mapping and mental literacy, these type of people are called change thinkers and change makers. There's a saying that goes like this: people you hang around with and the books you read eventually determines the person you become. I heard a wise theologian once say, you will never go beyond your level of exposure. In other words, your level of exposure determines how far you will go. Eagles possess vitality. When they reach the age of 30, their bodies deteriorate fast, making it difficult for them to survive. So they retreat to a mountaintop. And over a 5-month period, they go through a metamorphosis. Consider this. They knock off their own beak by banging it against a rock. They pluck out their own talons and feathers. And each stage produces a regrowth of the removed body parts, allowing the eagle to live for another 30 to 40 years. 30 to 40 years. Consider that. Eagles possess vitality. It's time for another break, folks. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. I'll be right back.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor coverings, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before we took the break, I was talking to you about eagles possessing vitality. And it's interesting, I don't know if you know this, but during my research, I found that they go through this regrowth process. They knock off their own beaks. They pluck out their own talons and feathers. And each stage produces a regrowth of the removed body parts, allowing the eagle to live for another 30 to 40 years. I wish we could do that. Transformational leaders are the ones that always do a check and balance of their personal and professional lives and make an effort to learn new things every day, constantly growing and renewing their minds. They have vitality like the eagle. And eagles nurture their young. In spite of their aggressive nature, research has shown that no member of the bird family is more gentle and attentive to his young than the eagle. This is how it happens. As you may know, when it's time for the young eaglets to fly, the mother eagle gently nudges them out of their nests, teaches them how to fly, and eventually turns to their nests. She begins to tear their nest apart until there is nothing left for the eagles to cling to. In other words, she takes them out of their comfort zone. They can't go back because there's nothing to go back to. Last week, I talked about transition. When what you're comfortable with is gone, but if you don't have a vision, if you don't know where you're going, you'll get stuck. So transformational leaders are not bosses. They grow with their people. They strive to make individuals in their organization or society grow to their full ability. They never stop challenging their people, yet they never give up empowering and directing them. I don't know about you, but I have not always functioned at my full capacity. And I refuse to be a chicken. Those days are over. So, my thoughts for you tonight is this. These are more of my words. I want to share with you the difference between liberty and freedom. Let's go back to Dr. King's words where he said, 100 years later, the Negro is still not free. So in the face of the perilous times we're going through, I think it is fitting to address this. Liberty is a condition of our environment, while freedom is a condition of our individual choices. So what do I mean by this? What I mean is this: we cannot control what the environment, society, government throws at us, but we can choose the way we respond to it. Viktor Frankl called this the last of the human endowments, the freedom to choose your response to all circumstances and conditions in your life. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl was imprisoned in the death camps of Nazi Germany, where he experienced things that were so repugnant to our sense of decency that we shudder to even repeat them. His captors had more liberty, more options to choose from their environment. But he developed himself to become highly self-aware until he had more freedom, more internal power to exercise his options, to choose his own responses. Why? Because he had a freedom the Nazi captors could not take away. They could control his entire environment. They could do what they wanted to do with his body, but they could not control his basic identity and values. And in the end, he became an inspiration to those around him, even some of the guards. He helped others to find meaning in their suffering and dignity in their prison existence. Nelson Mandela, as you know, had a similar experience. Both men transcended their human suffering. Their behavior was a product of their own conscious choice based on values, rather than a product of their conditions based on feelings. Here's a principle I'd like to offer to you tonight. Whenever you wrap your emotions and your choices around the weakness of others, around the weaknesses of others, you give them power over you. Let me repeat that because I stumbled over my words a bit. I apologize for that. Here's a principle. Whenever you wrap your emotions and your choices around the weaknesses of others, you give them power over you. That's a principle. So what does this have to do with us today in these challenging times? Dr. King once said, number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you're nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance, no matter the circumstances. He also said, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. So we must not give up or succumb to despair. We must keep moving forward. To families who have lost your loved ones to gun violence, keep moving forward. To the Me Too movement, keep moving forward. Black Lives Matter, keep moving forward. To the Never Again movement, keep moving forward. To all the leaders out there, empower the people around you by reminding them of their freedom to choose their responses to any circumstance. The policies and practices of the current administration may take away some of our liberties, but they cannot take away our freedom to choose. For example, in spite of the redistricting and gerrymandering, they cannot take away our choice to vote in the upcoming midterm elections, to stand in line for hours if we have to stand in the rain if we have to walk to the polling booth if we have to catch a ride if we have to. It's time for a break. I have more to tell you about this. Stay tuned.
Psychologist, master certified coach, and CEO of the executive and organizational development firm True North Leadership, Dr. Relly Nadler brings his expertise in emotional intelligence to keynotes, consulting, coaching, and training. He is the author of Leader's Playbook and Leading with Emotional Intelligence that lays out tips and tools for effective leadership. Dr. Nadler has designed multi-day executive boot camps for high achievers in Fortune 500 companies and has coached CEOs, presidents, and their staff, and developed and delivered innovative leadership programs for such organizations as Anheuser-Busch, BMW, MCI, EDS, DreamWorks Animation, the U.S. Navy, and Vanguard Health Systems. To learn more and get your free iPhone app highlighting his tools with videos, leadership keys, visit www.truenorthleadership.com today.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, I was talking to you about change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. These are the words of our hero, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was admonishing us to keep moving forward. And I was saying, I want to go back to this. The policies and practices of the current administration may take away some of our liberties, but they cannot take away our freedom to choose. In spite of the redistricting and gerrymandering, they cannot take away our chance, our choice to vote. So I'm encouraging everyone, and I'm encouraging you leaders to go out and encourage others to vote. To stand in line for hours if you have to stand in the rain if you have to walk to the polls if you have to catch a ride if you have to. I don't know about you, but in the words of the old Negro spiritual, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. That's my choice, and no one can take that away from me. I see myself as an eagle and not a chicken. That's my choice. And no man can take that away from me. You see, they killed the dreamer, but they didn't kill the dream. I want to share something with you tonight. It is a poem called Invictus by William Ernest Henley. And Invictus in Latin means unconquered. Nelson Mandela used this poem and read it every day while he was in prison for all those years, and it inspired him to hold on. And it goes like this. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Let no man tell you who you are or what you are. Let no man take your freedom to choose away from you. Remember, whenever we wrapped our emotions and our choices around the weaknesses of others, we give them power over us. So, in summary, I admonish you to know your cause, know the why of your leadership, craft a compelling vision, a vision that calls to people and incites them to action. Have the courage to be a champion of change. Face your fear. Confront the status quo. Create a sense of urgency and master your emotions. Build strong teams and foster collaboration. And use creative tension to get a diversity of opinions and inspire people to be the best versions of themselves. And remember, when you're in despair or you're undecided or you feel stuck or restless, reflect on the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Remember what he said and keep moving forward. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Good night.
This has been Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Join the conversation each week as Carol invites you to be inspired and to reach your highest potential possible here on Carol Kelly's Making It Happen.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.